Nice job.
Oh, did I get it?
Yes, oh. Right on the money. This is very emotional. This has been on the air for over 14 years, and it's the first time that we have not had a What's for Breakfast candidate, and I am so emotional. You can't believe it.
There we go. I believe we have somebody joining us for breakfast.
Holy smokes, John Longnecker!
Hey there, John.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just great.
Why on the earth are you waiting till the song is over to call?
Well, I was in bed, John. I had to get up and get the phone.
Oh, it's really good to hear from you, John. Long time no smoke. What have you been up to?
Well, we just spent our first full winter in Minnesota for 18 years.
Whoa. And is it fair to ask why?
Yeah, it's fine to ask why. Hurricane Harvey damaged the place where we've always gone to stay more than they expected, and they didn't have things done, and they were unable to be open. They opened the 1st of March.
Okay. So
a little late. Yeah. Or we Northerners, so, but they got open in time for spring break.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know you've got it coming up this following winter, but how was it spending a winter in Minnesota after such a long time?
Well, John, I wasn't thrilled with it.
Yeah.
I'm not a real winter fan.
I hear you.
So, I believe in my three most important things in life.
Yes.
You want to hear them?
Absolutely, I want to hear them.
Okay, you got a pencil? You probably want to write them.
I got them. I got a pen right here.
Okay. Number one, God is good. Number two, liberty is precious. Number three is winter sucks.
I like that. You kind of set it up, then you hit us right in the mouth. Well, listen.
Well, kind of the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
Here I am.
So listen, if you just got out of bed, you have not had your breakfast then.
Yeah, that's true.
So what are you going to have?
I think I am going to have what I call the omelet that Perkins wishes they could make.
So what goes into that omelet?
Oh, just lots of stuff, a lot of veggie-type stuff. I chop, of course, onion and celery and potato.
Oof.
And green pepper and like that.
Sounds good.
And usually a little ham, cut up, chop up. A slice of ham, cut it up into little pieces, and throw that in there. And a little cheese. And, of course, eggs.
And do you put anything in the eggs, like milk, or do you just eggs?
I put a little milk in before I whip them up. A little Lowry seasoned salt on them. And like that. But you know what, John? A thing I learned off of What's for Breakfast, I don't know. You'll remember it. A couple of months ago, a guy talking about scrambled eggs with cottage cheese.
Yes. Yeah, did you try it, or have you been?
Yes. It's one of my regular rotation now.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Just mix it right
really
in.
It makes nice. But what he didn't do and what I do is I saute a little onion ahead at the beginning. And then after the onion is kind of sauteed, well, I put the cottage cheese in. And after it gets heated, then I put the eggs in. And all this is on fairly low heat. And I don't like scorched eggs.
No.
I like them yellow when you're done.
Yeah.
Same way with the the omelet. So that's usually 2 days a week, and another one is usually biscuits and gravy. And again, I saute a little onion first before I start making the gravy.
Okay, that's enough conversation about food because we haven't had any food yet. But let's talk about beverage. Coffee, juice?
Coffee first, but the first thing in the morning, every morning. 365, an orange.
Ah.
I eat an orange. Cut it into eighths and cut the meat out of it.
So sounds good, John.
Eat an orange first thing in the morning.
Beautiful.
I think it's good for me, and I love them.
Okay,
except,
so
you know.
Go ahead.
There's a time from about in August sometime until into November sometime, you can't get good oranges.
Yeah.
You get those imported. And when they say, when the little sticker says a product of Peru or a product of South Africa, I just know they're not going to be any good.
Yeah. It's like eating a...
Beautiful oranges. They look nice.
But they look like insulation.
Flavor.
Yeah. Hey, John.
Yeah.
So you are a wordsmith. What words have you been contemplating, or what words have people been using that have been driving you crazy?
Words that people use that drive me crazy.
Well, I know you're a wordsmith.
Well, I'm interested in that sort of thing, but I don't get real upset with words.
Okay. All right.
I don't like it when people misuse words.
Sure.
But well, we won't get into politics, yeah. But the word fake has gotten a lot of play here in the last year or so.
All right.
Usually in reference to the news, and I don't think that's a legitimate use of the word fake.
Yeah.
But
John, so for being a member of Northern Community Radio, you get a parting gift. You get Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house in a cream-colored linen bag from Homestead Mills. What are you thinking?
Okay, I'm going to have to get a little help with this choice.
Help?
Nora?
Oh.
What do you think? Pancakes, she cried.
All right, John, the pancakes are in the mail. Thanks for being a member, and it was great talking to you.
Hey, it's been a long time, John.
Yeah, let's get together.
You guys ever come to to Brainerd for your meetings anymore?
Yep, we do.
Yep, and we have a community advisory board meeting coming up too in Brainerd next month.
Hey, good. I'll probably maybe see you there. Huh?
Sounds good,
John.
Sounds
great.
We got to go, buddy.
Okay.
See ya.
Take care.